This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue to study Acts 20:17 to 21:1, I'd like to share another study method, what I call an impact thought. Often when reading the Bible, you will have a thought emerge in your mind based on what you are reading. When that happens, I'd suggest you finish reading the section, then stop and try writing out the thought. Reflect further on what you were reading or read it again. See if you can crystallize the thought and express it more cogently. Then reread the portion to make sure the thought is consistent with the context of what you are reading. This process will help you remember your thought so that you can apply it more readily as needed. Here is a thought that grew out of my reflection on Paul's farewell address. Share truth compassionately, without compromise or embellishment, and entrust the results with God. Paul indicated this is the way he had lived and served among them, and he reminded them that Jesus had done the same. Now he was leaving them, convinced he would never see them again. He charged them to live and serve as elders in the church with a similar mindset. Then he said, "I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Verse 32. He made it clear this would not be easy. Likely there would be opposition and possible suffering, but this is what leaders in the church are called to. Their lives and teaching should be a model for all who follow Jesus, especially those over whom they have oversight.